boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Remember in the movie Mean Girls, and she's like, I'm like a cool mom. Or she's like, I'm not like a regular mom, I'm a cool mom, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm like the exact same thing, but a girlfriend.
Well, toot. Why don't you toot your own horn a little bit more?
Oh, well, I didn't think I was like a cool girlfriend until last night. Maybe I'm a little too cool. This is why I'm bringing it to you, because I just don't know if I actually should.
Because you're coming to the coolest.
Be worried or something. Okay. But neighbor man has, I think I told you this a couple weeks ago. He's got like a friend online. She's a female that they play video games with.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm cool with them playing video games. I don't care. She's not from here. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I don't care that they play video games together. Well, she is going to go. She's not like even from Georgia, but she's going to travel to Georgia to go see some, I don't know, band that they both love in concert. He found out about it, so he bought tickets to go as well, which I encouraged him to do. I said, please go. I think you should go see a concert. They're always fun. So now he's going to fly to Georgia to go to a concert with her. And last night when they were playing video games together, she's like, oh my God, your girlfriend is so cool that she's letting you go to a concert with me. Should I be concerned?
I was like,
why am I cool? And he's like, because most girls wouldn't do that. And I said, am I supposed to care? Like, am I supposed to care that you're going to Georgia to go to a concert with another girl? Because I don't.
I guess not. I think it'd be different if it was like to go see Post Malone.
See, that's where I would freak out about,
right?
You know?
But if
how
it's
dare you?
Some band that you don't,
I don't know them,
care about, and you don't care about the girl he's meeting up with, then I guess you're cool, man.
See, that's what I thought. Okay,
I
just was like, should I care? Like, should I be concerned? I was really concerned last night. Because I don't care.
You were concerned about him going, or you were concerned?
I was concerned that,
you
that
don't
I don't care. Exactly.
Okay, this is making my head spin.
That's my life every day.
I don't want to live in your brain.
Starting to think maybe I don't care enough. I don't know if that's the problem, but I'm letting neighbor man go all the way to Georgia in a couple of months to meet with some girl online that he plays video games with to go to a concert together alone. He asked me if I cared. I don't. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Right.
I mean, I'm like, I trust you right now until you prove to me I can't trust you. But I'm like, should I care a little bit more? Should I be like crazy girlfriend over here? Like, what are you going to do with that girl? What would you do?
You're asking if I would be cool.
Yeah.
If he went. No.
Really?
No, I would not. But also, like, if you were like, oh, should he go to the grocery store without me? I'd be like, no. That's
because you're like, I want to pick my favorite chips.
I want to pick things out. We're bonding. You don't need to go to Georgia without me.
So you're saying I should hide in the suitcase?
Exactly that. Or a duffel bag. Or,
ooh.
I don't know, surprise him and meet him down there.
Oh, like all those videos on TikTok. They always end bad, though.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Nobody ever wants to admit it, but every relationship hits a plateau at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of the honeymoon stage, and at that point you're kind of just like surviving together, and it can be hard to come out of that. I feel like that's like a real make or break situation. Like, you're either gonna make it through it or that's gonna be the end of the relationship. Now, if you're feeling that challenge right now, you should try the 777 method.
What's that?
No math included. Don't
Thank
worry.
Thank God.
I know. That's the first thing I saw. I was like, nope, not going to be for me. The 777 method comes from dating experts. Some really like the idea. Some don't think it's as great as everybody says. So we'll let you be the judge of that. But basically, it's to challenge couples to make sure that they make time for each other. Because when you're in that plateau, you're probably like, I'm going to go watch basketball in the bedroom. I'm going to go watch Housewives on the couch. Like, mm-hmm. you don't really care to spend time together. So it's sort of like a quality time schedule. So the 777 comes from every 7 days, you should have a date night. Every 7 weeks, you should book a night away. Every seven months. Oh, you just wait. Every 7 months, you should head off on a romantic holiday. And that is your 777 schedule.
Can those be romantic holidays to like the second bedroom or something? Because I can't afford that. That sounds too expensive.
You know what? I don't. There is no disclaimer that guest bedroom doesn't count.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Men, you need to watch out because your ladies are about to get flowers from somebody else that isn't you.
Why?
Let me tell you about this story. So 3 years ago, this girl came home from work and she discovered flowers all over her bed, you know, like in those like little dirty books or in the rom-coms, you know, and it was all over the floor too. Like okay. somebody romantically left it.
Okay.
She didn't have a boyfriend or anything. So that's weird.
Oh yeah. Who did it?
I'll tell you who done did it. The next day she starts hearing meowing outside her bedroom window. It was a cat.
What?
Yeah. Who happened to be leaving flowers for her. This cat gets flowers
on her bed.
Yeah, you don't believe it. I have videos to prove it.
Of the cat sprinkling them around?
Yes. So this cat will go get flowers, put it in its mouth, and then will go up her window and then drop it off on her bed, her floor, whatever. Loves to bring her flowers.
What, is he sing Marvin Gaye too? This just sounds like a big lie. I'm sorry. It does.
I have videos to prove it. Okay. Here's the thing, though. The cat, she was in bad shape. Had fleas, had worms, was in horrible shape. So she ended up taking that cat to the vet.
Okay.
To get her cleaned up, but also to see, does she have a chip?
Like, oh, yeah. Does it belong to somebody?
You clearly are lost, right? Unfortunately, there was no chip. But she posted on Facebook, whose cat is this? For months. After like 3-4 months, somebody said, that's my cat.
Mm.
But they didn't want her back.
Oh. Well, that is terrible.
So she is now her new mommy, and every single day, the cat brings her flowers. You don't believe me. I swear to God, there's
what in the Miley Cyrus honestly is happening.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Man, it feels like it's been so long since I've gotten to give you a dating horror story. So obviously I had to pick something crazy to make a comeback with. So I'd like you to buckle up and get ready to tally up as many red flags, missed and unmissed, as possible. And today's story comes from a guy named Drew. He says, I saw this girl on Tinder and
sorry, we're already starting off. Sorry, I'll stay quiet. But after that was already red flag right there.
Red flag. And I thought she was cute in her pictures. So we messaged back and forth for a day or so before we decided to meet up for dinner and some drinks. She walks into the restaurant and she looks totally different than her profile. Like, I almost didn't even recognize her, but what was I supposed to do at that point? We're just going to go on with dinner, and I wanted to give her a fair chance. Immediately, though, I noticed she was rude to our waitress and also was making nasty comments about other people in the restaurant, like what they're wearing, what their hair looked like. She even mentioned that somebody's laugh was annoying her.
Oh, God. Sorry. That was personal.
Were you at the restaurant?
I'm starting to think I was.
Okay, we may need to do a little cross-reference there.
Yeah.
After dinner, I paid and made sure I gave the waitress a good tip for all the trouble she put her through. And then we decided to walk through downtown to find one more spot to grab a drink before we ended the night. As we were walking, she kept talking about how if I wanted a chance with her, I need to spoil her by buying her things and treating her like the princess she is.
Is that a red flag?
Or does she just have standards? Then she drops this one on me and says, oh, I also have a boyfriend, so you're just going to need to come around when I want and take me out and buy me stuff. What? I just looked at her. I let her know I was ready to end the date, and this probably wasn't going to work out between the two of us. And as I walked away, she screamed, "You don't even know what you're missing!"
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay. And I think I'm fine with never knowing what it is that I am missing. Okay, you got
my list.
I saw you tallying over there.
I did. Do you want me to tell you what I tallied?
Sure.
Tinder was number one.
Yep, always.
And then you went on a date just after a day, which that's a red flag for me. Number three, she looks different than what you thought. Four, she was rude. Five, she made nasty comments. Six, you went out with the guy went out for another drink with her, which if you already knew the date was bad, why'd you go? So that's six. True. Seven, something about spoiling her. 8, had a boyfriend. 9, yelled something really weird after. And number 10, to top it all off, something about the laugh, which I still feel like was about me. I'd like to know where they were at.
Were you at the Red Lobster last weekend?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
My toxic trait is that as the cute animals, you know, start coming out because the weather's nicer, I just want to go pet them all.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to adopt them all, because that's my toxic trait.
Well, that too. And I never thought I would say I wanted to make friends with the turkey, but we got 2 turkeys.
I usually like to eat them.
Lower your voice. There's 2 outside the window.
You could have told me that before I opened my mouth.
Well, they are across the street, but they're just taking a nice little stroll over there. They're really strange looking animals, but in my head, I'm like, I could be friends with those turkeys.
Would you adopt a turkey?
No, I know that I couldn't, because the one time that I got out of my car in this building, in the parking lot, I couldn't get out because there was turkeys sitting on our roof, and they scared me because they looked aggressive.
We had turkeys on our roof?
Yeah, you must have already been inside that day. This was a couple years ago. They were like up on the roof looking down, like real menacing, and I literally could not get out of my car because I was so scared of them.
That was an excuse. You just didn't want to work.
Again, lower your voice. Dude, read the room.
Time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I just want you to know, a live look into the conversation that just happened about 5 seconds before we turn on the microphone. I turn to Taylor and I go, okay, do you actually want to run this? You want to run tonight's trivia question? Because I offered it to you, which happens slim to none.
It never happens.
And she goes, oh my God, yeah. Because you, like, never let me do anything.
Where's the lie? I never get to do anything.
You act like I'm a bully.
No. Okay, can I get on with this? Yeah,
fine. Go ahead. It's all you. I'm just here to give the... what do you do? I give the phone number.
Jeez, see? Wow.
Go on, queen.
Okay, I got to put on my Destiny pants.
That was not me who just started.
Okay, the question tonight, thank you very much. I take my work very seriously. The question tonight, let's get on with it. 40% of people would hesitate to buy a house with this. What is it?
Should I put on my tailor pants?
Please do.
I mean, I guess if you want to text us, I mean, you should. I don't know. I really hate it here.
You said it, not me.
I feel like I just spot on got you, man.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, the question once again is 40% of people would hesitate to buy a house with this. What is it?
And usually she says something like, if you want to boo Destiny on the text line.
I love doing that. You're right.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. Take it away, my queen.
I actually thought that you were going to steal this away from me this moment.
Just now?
Yeah, I thought you were going to just, you know, go back to your regular old routine.
No. I'll let you have it tonight, but we're going back to regular scheduled
program.
We'll
see about that. I'm taking over, man. Tonight's question is 40% of people would hesitate to buy a house with this. What is it?
Oh, I go first, don't
She has no idea what I do around here at all.
She does not appreciate me.
No.
Tim said solar panels.
I don't know much about a solar panel, but...
Neither do I, so I wouldn't know how to fix them.
It sounds expensive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I barely know how to fix a microwave if that went down.
Oh,
So now you're telling me I got to fix a solar panel if that went down because I just bought a new house? We'll see.
Yeah, makes sense. Deb said a pool.
Dude, that would not make me hesitate at all.
I also think that, but at the same time, it's a lot of work.
I mean, there's a lot of cleaning.
Chemicals and...
See, I'm the dummy who would buy it and then be like, oh, crap, I didn't think this through.
I got to clean this thing. Why is a squirrel in the pool? What do I do with it?
How often do you see squirrels in a pool?
Dude, it happened once. It was traumatizing. Anyways.
We'll talk later. 1819 said really close to neighbors or small yards.
I always get a little freaked out by that. I'm like, can they hear each other? I'm making dinner.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get too freaked out when the houses are too close that I swear I could put a hand out the window and touch your hand.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't want to do that.
It's too close. And then I live in an apartment, so I have no reason to say any of that.
Same girl.
The question again, 40% of people would hesitate to buy a house with this. What is it?
I'm still stuck on that squirrel.
It's a really sad story, actually.
It won't happen for quite some time after today, but I'm why are you giving me a dirty...
I feel like I've done a fine job.
Well, today wasn't your audition, don't worry. Maybe next time.
And she's just going to keep saying
that. Uh-huh. But I'm letting Taylor take control of tonight's trivia question because it has to do with houses, and you are going to be moving soon, so I thought...
Not to a house. I will still be renting. Don't you worry. This is just really a slap in the face, truly.
I didn't think about that. Sorry.
It's fine.
I love you.
Whatever. So maybe someday. Okay, anyways, I don't want to cry right now. Not right now. So I'm glitching. You're stressing me out.
I'm sorry.
Being a homeowner.
Ooh.
The question tonight was 40% of people would hesitate to buy a house with this. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
40% of people would hesitate to buy a house with 13 in the address. Like,
really?
The number 13.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Don't hotels still get rid of the 13th floor?
Yeah, most of them don't have the 13th. I would have never thought about that in my address, though.
Can you imagine if you found like your dream home? It's like everything you wanted, the pool, the movie room,
mm-hmm.
All the bedrooms. It just happens to have 13 in it, though. I mean,
would that make you not buy it?
Well, I'm like, can you call the city?
And have it changed?
I don't know. Hey, I don't like my number. Can you give that number to the other neighbor?
Can I take their number? Make me 13 and a half?
There we
would
go.
Would they do that?
I don't know.
Does anybody live in number 13?
And a half?
Please let us know.
Nope, that is that's a hard no for me. That is disgusting.
What are you throwing a fit about?
Andrew, on our Z102.9 Facebook page, we asked, what strange thing do you share with your partner? He said toothbrush. I hope that was an emergency case only.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I'd rather use my finger.
I'd be fine going my whole life without ever having to share.
You can kiss my bad breath is what you can do.
Well,
we're not sharing a toothbrush.
Yeah, I know in theory it's probably not. I mean, you swap spit or whatever, but like.
We're not swapping tartar.
No, you're right.
It's disgusting.
I draw the line at tartar. No, thank you.
But you know what's funny is that my strange thing that I do share with my partner, neighbor man, happens to be in the bathroom too.
What's that?
Well, I don't mind. And I never really mind ever going to the bathroom with the door open. Heck, I'd do it here at this station if I could.
Well, I would like to confirm she does not. I'm not trying to get HR called. I know you're not the only person. I know a lot of people are like comfortable in that way. That ain't me, but I'm not going to judge you for doing your business with the door wide open.
Dude, I feel like for me, it's more like a safety thing. I like to have the door open, you know, in case of an emergency, fire, I don't know, you know, I like to have it open, easy access to get out. But I don't mind if he's going, I just walk in, you know, grab my toothbrush, grab my brush that I need. If I'm going, I don't mind if he walks in, but
no.
I do draw the line when we're going number two. And today he just walked in, literally stood right in front of me and was having a conversation. I was like, could you get out?
Mm-mm.
Get out.
I have a lot of issues with this. I mean, I don't like, why don't you shut the door?
It was too far
away. That's a signal.
It was too far away.
A shut door is an immediate signal of like, hey, don't bother me. Stay out. So ultimately, I do think this is your own fault.
Well, I know it was definitely my fault, but you could ask me, is it okay to come in?
Yeah. Bathroom time, shared time in the bathroom.
Hey, that's not that bad as long as you're not going number two.
Nope. Immediate no for me.
Being with your significant other is all about sharing with them all sorts of different things, but there are some things that you do share with them that others might find strange.
Disturbing, truly.
That you're like, you know what? We don't care, though. We love each other. We're going to share that. Morgan said, sometimes when I need to see, I take off his glasses off his face.
I would do that. If my boyfriend wore glasses and I was like contactless and I just needed a little 2020 vision moment, I'd grab them.
Dude, I'm technically your work wife, and thank God you've never done that to me.
No, because I always have contacts in. But if you saw me without contacts in,
beware, you might steal
my glasses. Snatch your glasses if I can't read something in front of me. You kind of inspired me because you said neighbor man tried to step over a line of sharing bathroom space.
Yeah.
In a time that you were not willing to hang out, I guess. And I immediately thought of recently something my boyfriend asked if we could share that I was like, no, no way. We are not sharing that. I told you about a week ago, maybe two, that I got a water flosser, right? That I was super excited about.
He does not.
No, 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 no. Just wait. So, because I had seen it all over TikTok, and he had mentioned that he wanted one. I brought it home from, you know, a crazy Target trip that I took. And he immediately was like, would it be gross for us to share that? And I was like, oh, that would be foul if we shared that, actually. He's like, well, what? It's not like brushing your teeth. And I was like, but it's going in your mouth, and it's like blasting debris out of your teeth. So love you so much, we will not be sharing the water flosser. I know. So I'm a little nervous that he maybe used it when I was not around, but I shut that one down real quick.
Promise me you can keep a secret.
Definitely,
because I'm thinking about committing a is it a felony? Well, I don't know, it's a crime of some sort.
Ooh, what one? I got to decide if I'm in on it or not.
Well, you can't be in on it. I mean, other than keeping the secret, really, you can't join me. But it's the crime of faking my identity.
Ooh, definitely a felony.
Yeah.
You're looking at minimum, like 10 years prison time. So let's see if it's really worth it.
I think it is. Okay, so do you remember a couple months ago, we were talking about who do you get phone calls for that's not for yourself?
Yes, like somebody thinks, somewhere along the line, somebody got a number wrong or something.
Right. So there must be a guy named Andrew who's had my phone number before I had my phone number.
Okay.
And Andrew, I told you, I think is a doctor of some sort.
Yes, you were getting like applications and things.
Yeah, people really want this guy to work for him.
He must be a
really good doctor of some sort. Well, I got a phone call today and a voicemail, then a text message.
Because you didn't answer.
No, I don't answer random numbers. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, the text message is asking for Andrew, but I think this offer is really good that I might just take it up on myself.
Okay.
Hey, Andrew. My name is Kelsey. I'm from some team of some sort. I'm working with an established health system in the Milwaukee area, and they're offering a competitive compensation. Sounding good so far.
I like it.
And a 4-day flexible schedule.
Oh,
That's where we got me for experienced cardiology providers. I don't even know what a cardiologist does. What do they do?
Is that a heart doctor?
Probably.
Okay.
I know where the heart is, so I feel like I'm qualified.
Oh, God.
When are you free for a quick call to discuss this role and other opportunities available for you? Me? I'll call you, Kelsey, when you're available. A 4-day work week?
How?
I'm so going to call her.
I'm like, how can I get in on this? Can we?
I could pretend you're my assistant. Yeah, I could pretend you.
Ooh. And I'm a non-negotiable.
Yeah. Ooh, you're my non-negotiable receptionist.
Uh-huh. Who also needs a 4-day work week.
Exactly.
Yes.
100%. I got to shave my head, though, because I.
Oh, you're committing.
Well, yeah, I got to look like Andrew. First off, I got to figure out who Andrew is. Mm. Maybe get some plastic surgery done of some sort. I mean, we got to full commit to this because this is really good. And then we got to move to Milwaukee. This is sounding good. I mean, honestly, who's going to catch us?
Well, I hope nobody in the legal system is listening.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
As two people who are pretty shy gym goers, I don't know if we should be judging like gym etiquette, but we're going to do that right now.
I'm down.
Because there is a guy going viral on Reddit, actually, because of a controversial tactic he's using at the gym. Obviously, we've all had that moment where there's no machines available, or if you are
always
into lifting.
Run out of the stair stepper for me, which is one of my personal favorites, and at my gym they only have four, and I swear to God everybody wants to use it.
That or like squat racks if you're into weights. So that's what this is specifically about. It's annoying to have to wait around and like kind of lurk and be like, okay, are they done? Are they like in between sets? I can't really tell what's happening. And you kind of have to lurk, but like we all have to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a little uncomfortable. So this guy has a way around it, I guess. It's noted that this was done at the busiest time of the day. The gym was full. Everything was taken up. There was no free equipment. This guy left a note taped on the middle of the bar at the squat rack so no other person could use it without it getting in their face. And the note said, I'm in the middle of my power lift sets and I take 4 to 6 minute breaks in between. Be patient. Yeah. So he's saying, even if I'm not standing here, I could be on my break. I could be doing a different part of the set at a different piece of equipment, but like, don't touch it because I'm not done with it. So most people are like, this is not cool. You can't reserve your gym equipment like that.
I get what he's doing because if you've got a system, you don't like to mess it up. Because like same thing for me. I've got like a way that I like to do things. I always like to start with the treadmill. Then I do the elliptical and I end with the stair stepper. I don't want to have to do things out of order just because the stair stepper is not available or something. I don't like to go out of my way, like out of order. So I kind of get where he's coming from. But it's also like there's a line of people waiting here. You know what I mean?
I get it because it kind of gets rid of the awkward like, okay, I got to stand here and like weirdly watch this person because I don't want to be that creep that's like, are they done? Are they not? I would see the note and I'd just walk away. But at the same time, it's like, dude, speed it up and get out of here or get yourself a little weight set for home.
That's what I'm thinking. Get yourself a home gym because clearly you need it.
Clearly, you're committed enough that you'll get some use out of it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Not gonna lie, one of my favorite things about being a girl is absolutely annoying the crap out of your guy with some stupid questions.
Dude, it's fun being like, would you love me if I looked like this?
Hypothetically, if I was a worm, would I be a cute worm?
It's just fun. You could like dissect it and be like, what does this mean about you? But it's also just kind of fun.
I mean, last week we were asking, okay, leave me in the woods with a bear or a strange man. Which one are you doing? Would come up with the strangest things. Well, I've got another one for you. Go home tonight and ask him what his favorite superhero is.
This is like a slippery slope for me because I'm not super into superheroes. So I'm not trying to like walk into a spiel into like, oh, let's watch the movie now because I don't want to.
Well, 9881 texted in and they said Superman, which we'll start with that one here in a second. But this girl on TikTok, she said, her name is Elisa, that this is all her creation, by the way. She came up with this herself. But it's
Zodiacs.
It's like a zodiac of superheroes because we love, like us girls, we love zodiac sign. We're like, oh, are you a Leo? Because that tells me a lot about you.
Exactly.
Well, this is like that. So If your man loves Superman, he's a traditional kind of guy. He likes things done his way. That sums up the Superman person, pretty much it.
Okay, yeah, I feel like Superman is like the classic superhero, so that makes sense to me.
So that one's for you, 9881. What about you? What is your boyfriend like?
Okay, I had actually no idea what he was going to say because I'm not going to lie, I don't care about superheroes. So that was the first time I asked, and he said Thor.
Thor?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I wasn't expecting that, to be honest. I thought it was going to be Batman, but he said Thor.
Okay, Thor, you're a work hard, play hard kind of guy. Procrastinate a whole bunch. Is that,
dude,
is that
spot on? Oh my god, I'm going to bonk my head into this table right now. Yes!
He gives off gym vibes.
Jim?
That's what it says. Or she said.
Like a man named Jim?
No, like Jim. Like, I'm going to work out at the gym.
Okay,
Jim.
His name is not Jim.
You put away important parts of your life and you party hard.
I mean, maybe before meeting me, but we don't leave the house, dude. So
whoa, I don't know how accurate. We party hard with the cats.
That is true. That is true.
Okay, well, I asked Neighbor Man, his favorite superhero.
Okay.
And he said Spider-Man. And he said this is pretty much spot on for him for the most part. I will tell you what's not right. But if your man likes Spider-Man, he uses humor to cope with a lot of things, which Neighbor Man said
everything's
is
a joke.
Spot on. You're very indecisive. Mm-hmm. You're a go-with-the-flow kind of guy. You like to have fun. This is where he didn't agree with it. But you could be really hard on yourself. Like, really, really hard on yourself. Like, at night, sometimes you're, like, just tweaking about your life. Like, ooh, maybe I could do things better.
Why does Spider-Man do that in the movies?
I don't know. But I do know a lot of people in the comments of this TikTok were saying that was spot on for Spider-Man. And it hit too hard.
Well, now I feel like I need to go home and watch the movie. Unfortunately.
Screw those personality tests they make you take at work moving forward. Like, what color are you or what number are you? Oh, my God, I hate those so much.
It takes so long. And most of the time, you're like, this isn't even the real me.
Dude, 100%. How about we just make it easier? And moving forward, you ask your coworkers, who's your favorite superhero?
It doesn't sound like you could get much from that.
Dude, you totally can. We already went over a couple superheroes, but I've got a few more remaining. And this is all one girl. One girl came up with this herself on TikTok.
Genius.
She says she's to blame if anybody doesn't agree with them. But we've got Batman. And kind of like the character behind, or like personality you probably have behind that one is, as a kid, you went through a lot of hardships. Whether that was being bullied or being hard on yourself, but you're working on yourself now.
Wow. That's,
but you still don't know who you are.
Oh my God. Deep, but sad.
Moving on.
Okay. Wow. That was way to
I wonder how many people in the car are like,
my
wow,
God.
Guess the grocery store's down the road to get some tissues. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. Iron Man, you are a straightforward kind of a guy. Mm-hmm. You like things done your own way. You kind of like to be a control freak. You're a very calculated person, and you trust your judgment over everybody else. I am an Iron Man lover, so I feel like that was pretty spot on for me.
Oh, that's your actual favorite?
Yeah, Iron Man is my favorite.
See, in my...
many reasons, because he's good looking and he's funny.
Oh, in my brain, I'm like, I think I could tell you about four people that I would guess
Iron Man
favorite based on that.
100%. I heard that. I'm like, there are a couple people around here in the building that's an Iron Man. Like,
you gotta love Iron Man. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start conversations like, how do you feel about Iron Man? That's your favorite?
Because it tells me a lot. Yeah. Last one I got for you, which is my dad's personal favorite, and that is Hulk.
I am honestly kind of scared to find out what this means.
Why?
I don't know. I think of the Hulk as like
anger.
Angry and big and nah.
You know what? Shockingly, no.
No way.
No. Shockingly, no. Hulk, she says, is a funny person, which I'd say is pretty spot on for my dad. You make people laugh effortlessly, 100%. You are constantly trying to be better mentally, physically, but it's draining.
Oh. It's hard being the big guy.
Hulk smash!
Hulk smash!
You and I had a lot of fun earlier today, Taylor, because we were talking about superheroes, which isn't something we normally talk about on this show and probably honestly won't ever happen again. But we were talking about this girl and how she said there are certain superheroes, and if your man likes them, it could tell you a lot about him. It's kind of like a zodiac sign.
It's exactly like a zodiac sign. And I'm not going to lie, it was exactly almost 100% right for me.
Mm-hmm. And me for Neighbor Man, too. So I have another man to bring in to see how accurate it is. Andrew's a man.
Hey, Andrew. And also very into superheroes.
Dude, yes. Super into. You probably are the most into superhero heroes that I know. For a guy.
I know Ryan on our street team too.
Is also really into it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I asked you a couple minutes ago who your favorite superhero is, but you kept giving me weird names I've never heard of. So then I had to ask you to dumb it down and give me the most name I would know, which then you gave me Flash. Mm-hmm. Now, this comes from another girl, not from me, so don't hate me at the end of this, okay? But she says, what it says about you is that you want to go home, but you don't know where home is. You don't feel accepted, but you're learning to accept yourself slowly but surely. It's been a hard process for you. Why are you looking at me like that? That wasn't me.
I hadn't heard that.
That was the saddest one we've had so far.
I mean, it's a little accurate, but see? I don't know. I want to know what the other ones are.
Oh, we had Batman and Spider-Man and Iron Man. And Spider-Man was like, you're very indecisive. You use humor to cope with your problems in your life. A lot of them were sad.
I didn't know that superheroes were so sad.
It's usually based on their backstory. And it's usually about the same thing.
Does the Flash have a sad backstory?
Yeah, his mom died.
Oh, my God. Maybe I would like
his movies.
And his
dad went to prison.
I won! Oh, my God!
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.